Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM, Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Yes, here we are, Indigenous Aboriginal Party Australia. We're going to talk about the vehicle driving forward and having First Nation people having a party as such at the table in regard to our issues and driving forth in this country, the big island Australia, and always was, always will be. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Wayne Coco Wharton, Indigenous Aboriginal Party of Australia candidate, and got Wayne online. Coco, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, great. Trevor, and g'day to everybody up there, all the family and all the bummer.
Thank you very much, my brother. Beautiful. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, Coco?
Yeah, I'm a black fella, Brisbane black fella, but originally a Kuma black fella from Cullamulla.
Yes.
Murray, but I worked a long time up in North Queensland, did a lot with Radio Bummer Biffer in the early days. And
yes.
K1s and... Yeah.
Good, brother. Good, good, good.
A lot of countrymen up there in the early North Queensland Land Council days.
Fantastic, brother. Yeah. Brother, when you look at it, the referendum, it was a no vote, a platform that we were pushing for to have a voice at the table. But here we have the Indigenous Aboriginal Party Australia, which you're a candidate of. So enlighten us, please. Tell us about this vehicle. How can a mob out there, Bummer, support you? What do we need to do in regarding driving this vehicle forward into the future, brother?
Well, I guess just to pay respects to the people that worked hard and formed the party. It took a lot of work for the party to be formed.
Yes.
It was a group of people, mostly the Wyman family and their supporters out of a little town called Wilcannia.
Yes.
Down on the Darling River down from Bourke.
Okay.
And... So they formed it. They stood a couple of people. They had a candidate for the Senate in 2022. We encourage the it's all about having a voice in Parliament rather than an advisory voice to Parliament.
Okay. Yes. So, radio. Yep.
And there's another young girl that Marnie Davis that runs on that. With me, she's number two, I'm number one.
Okay.
I was lucky to get pre-selection and pretty humble.
Yeah, beautiful.
And because we know there's a lot of other people that that would do well in the area as well, but I'm grateful to get the opportunity this time around.
Fantastic, bro. Congratulations. When we talk about Indigenous Aboriginal Party Australia, so it's every state and territory, people can sign on or run as a candidate. What's the process in that sense? The vision?
Yeah, well, I guess, you've got to be a member of the party.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to register as a member of the party, and that's pretty easy.
Do you have to be Indigenous? Do you have to be Indigenous, brother?
Sorry, brother?
Do you have to be Indigenous?
No.
No. All right.
Open one, black, white, or brindle.
Lovely.
So,
thank you.
And the supporters that we've got has been pretty good.
Good.
So we've got to take that a little bit further, and the memberships, if they go to the web page, the Indigenous Party of Australia web, they Google that, they'll see there's an area there to download the membership forms.
Good.
I encourage people to do that. Doesn't matter what your background is.
Lovely.
As long as you're 18 and you're on the electoral roll.
Now, when we talk about a vehicle, we're talking about recent oil change, we're talking about fuel. But we're talking about money. Money is a tool, so we need support in the financial space. Is that correct?
Yeah, financial space and also in the education space.
Yes.
Where we need people to just walk around their suburb with some leaflets and share the information, have the discussion, encourage people to support the party
yes.
in the Senate. And The thing about the Senate is that you get to vote for your local MP, but you get a vote for the Senate as well.
So there's two votes in the one, isn't it?
Yes, you get two votes. Mm-hmm. You get one for the Senate, one for the MP.
Well, that's very similar to local market. When you vote for a candidate and you vote for the mayor, that's the same sort of concept. I mean, a lot of our people are not up to speed in regard to the process. That is the process, isn't it?
Yep, and if we can vote blackfellas from Stradbroke Island or Tweed Heads all the way up to Thursday Island can vote in the Senate.
Yep.
Mount Isa, Cloncurry, Dilmagee, Mornington, anywhere. Woodjall.
Yes.
And we've got people in every one of those places that are going to help me, I think.
Yep.
And if we can get people to vote, they can vote for who they want to at that local politics level, but in the Senate, give me the number one.
Lovely. Fantastic. Now, so Indigenous Aboriginal Party Australia, here it's all legit, so to speak. It's all signed up through the so-called government parties and records, so to speak. It's all...
Driving vehicle. Next time around, we can look at the state government.
Yes.
State elections and local government elections.
All right.
And like it's still growing. The more people that come members, the more it grows.
I suppose there's a cry out for all the different people out there, black and white, that supported the Yes campaign to come to the table.
Well, this is what we're saying is that all the people that supported the Yes campaign. If they're fair dinkum and they're truthful, they should be supporting. Doesn't matter whether they're Uniting Church or Catholics or Unionists or school teachers or whatever they are. But if they supported the Yes campaign, they should be voting one in the Senate for the Aboriginal Party.
All right,
for
fantastic.
For a voice in Parliament.
Yes. Now, when you got the Senate ticket there, like I said, you're number one. Number two, Marnie Lurie Davis is number two. Yep, is this how it works?
That's right. She's a young girl from Quandamooka country.
Yeah, beautiful.
And Brisbane.
All right, fantastic. All right, brother. So you'll be on the campaign trail, and here's our yarn on National Talk Black, Murray Radio, Bummer Bipper Media. And so there's the vehicle. It's about promotion, about marketing. Don't care what product you got. And here you are marketing the Indigenous Aboriginal Party Australia, brother.
Yeah, well, I think now the way that the world's going, Trevor, more than ever, the way that racism's being used as a political tool, it's now more than ever that we have an Aboriginal person, another more Aboriginal people in Parliament to combat it.
Yeah.
And the way that we see the world dealing with racism and ostracising our people and putting our people last again, and on doing it on a race base.
Yes.
How the two party preferred, the Labor and the Liberals, are not in supporting us. Mm. They palm us off, they defer, and they distract us from what the real issues are.
Yep.
And they say that they can't do anything because it's not the party line.
Well, in actual fact, if you can't beat them, join them, is the old saying. So here we are, having the Indigenous Aboriginal Party of Australia at the table, joining them that way, fight that way, try a different avenue.
And the main thing, Trevor, is that truth is at stake here.
Okay, yep.
The process of truth-telling is the big victim here.
Yeah.
Because neither of the parties, it was like when Bob Hawke got up in 1988 and told the world and told everybody, there will be a treaty, there will be this.
Mm.
And when he was told by the party power brokers to sit down and shut up, he sat down and shut up.
He sat down and shut up, exactly, yep.
And the only way that we're going to get our voice is not through the Labor Party, not through the Liberal Party, not through the Nationals, but getting our own people in there, making them honest and keeping them honest and keeping the truth process going.
All right, fantastic. So how do people become a member? How do they put their name down? Indigenous Aboriginal Party Australia, brother?
You go to the site. Go to the website. Just Google Indigenous Party of Australia.
Yep.
And then there are membership forms they can download and send back to us. And there's also, as you said earlier, the donations are very important because we're non-government.
Yep.
And... we need those. So there's an area for them to find out where our accounts are and where they could make donations.
That's beautiful, my brother. Listen, do keep in touch. This is the vehicle driving forward for our mob.
I'll be up that way and come and see you personally.
That'd be great. Wayne, nice talking with you. Thank you so very much, and all the best and good luck. And big shout out to Marnie Larry Davis, and hats off to Indigenous Aboriginal Party Australia, brother.
No worries, Brad, and look forward to seeing everybody and visiting Weeper and TI as well. And
good.
Go to that webpage, make yourself known, join the party.
Brother, you take care, travel safe, and we'll yarn soon.
Yo.
See you, brother.
Yo.
So there it is, beautiful yarn there. That's Wayne Coco Warden, Indigenous Aboriginal Party of Australia candidate. And, he's number one in regarding the vote for the Queensland Senate ticket. Here's the campaign launch, Indigenous Aboriginal Party Australia. And number two vote, Senate ticket, is Marnie Larry Davis. So there it is. Do check them out. Google Indigenous Aboriginal Party Australia, and then you can sign on as a member. And also there's donations there as well. I mean, it's about supporting that vehicle and putting some money forward. So there it is. Donate. And we'll be having yarns with Wayne when he comes up this way. But all is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarning with the Baldy on here. Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. BBM, Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong here on your deadly program, National Talk Black. Too deadly.
Tamaringo, kuyula jara. Yabamolo, uluru yeai. Tamaringo, kuyula jara. Thank you. Tamarindo, Guyula Jara.
Talk Black.
National Talk Black.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Now, regional opportunities for membership on New South Wales Aboriginal Fishing Advisory Council. The New South Wales Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development, DPIRD, is seeking expressions of interest from Aboriginal people to fill four vacant coastal inland regional membership positions on the New South Wales Aboriginal Fishing Advisory Council, that's AFAC, and to create a talent pool for other regional vacancies that may arise. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Sarah Fairful, Director of Aboriginal Fishing and Marine Conservation, Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development, DPIRD. A mouthful there. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor.
Thank you very much.
I'm good, thank you.
Lovely, fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Sarah?
I'm actually on very soggy Bundjalung country. That's just been on the back of Cyclone Alfred. So, yeah, joining you from there. And luckily we've got a bit of sunshine today.
Thank you. Well, you're talking to a man from North Queensland where monsoonals is a going thing up here, so we're used to it. But feeling for you guys, thank you very much. So here we have an opportunity for membership on New South Wales Aboriginal Fishing Advisory Council and looking at Aboriginal people to fill four vacant coastal and inland areas. So first of all, the New South Wales Aboriginal Fishing Advisory Council, how long has it been running for, Sarah?
Yeah, look, it started in 2010 with some amendments to the New South Wales Fisheries Management Act, and it's been operating ever since. Mm-hmm. And we have 3-year appointments, which are due now for 5 of our regional inland and coastal positions on that council.
All right, fantastic. And how do people become membership? How do they do that?
We're running a 6-week expression of interest process at the moment. So what they can do is jump online and grab the form. And if they're interested in Aboriginal fishing issues, they can apply. Mm-hmm. And even if the region that they're applying for is not currently vacant, we're looking to establish a really great talent pool as well. So there's 10 regional positions and 5 of those are currently vacant. And we're looking for great candidates to fill those.
Good. Now we're talking First Nation candidates. Are we talking also traditional owners?
Absolutely. First Nations or traditional owners, but we're really looking for people who can represent the Aboriginal fishing issues in that region and have good connections to community. So they don't necessarily have to be mm-hmm. traditional owners, but we're certainly hoping that they've got good networks and communications across the region they're representing on fishing matters.
Lovely. And regarding this position, is it a full-time gig and do they get paid for the position?
Sure. It isn't a full-time role. The council generally meets 2 or 3 times a year, and that could be in Sydney or it could be out in regional New South Wales. Mm-hmm. And we cover the costs for attending those meetings, but also there is a stipend paid, which is around $2,500 for people to be members on that council. And there's also a stipend for the chair who will be nominated as an outcome of this appointment process as well by the council themselves.
Fantastic. And this vehicle that you all drive in, tell us the process or the platform that you're driving on and the communication with other agencies, what have you, and on traditional land.
Yeah, sure. Look, the council is actually an independent body, so it's not part of the department. It's actually an independent advisory body to the minister. Mm-hmm. And it provides advice on expenditure from a New South Wales Aboriginal Fishing Trust Fund, which is around $2 million currently in it to support a range of fishing initiatives, which might be for cultural use,
yep.
or it could be for economic development opportunities for people. And I know lots of people are very interested in aquaculture and commercial fishing opportunities, can also support research priorities. But they also provide input into different fisheries management policy or legislation, and also supporting cultural awareness initiatives for the department. So providing advice about ways we can do things better. In engaging with Aboriginal people and in understanding issues for people on country.
Well, when you talk about an advisory council as such, then we're talking about so-called professors, people who live on the country, 60,000 years. There's knowledge there that they can advise and pass on to different agencies.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a really important function and really appreciate some great people applying who've got an interest in this really important issue of fishing for Aboriginal people.
Lovely. Sarah, are we talking males and females?
Yes, we're keen to get a good cross-section if we can. from the applicants you apply.
All right, fantastic. So, you, again, confirming, when did it start again, Aboriginal Fishing Advisory Council?
So the expression of interest process at the moment is open and for 6 weeks, closing on the 20th of April. And we've got a website, Aboriginal Fishing Advisory Council, and people can apply or they can get in touch with our department on our hotline to have a chat about the membership process and to access the expression of interest form. So I can give you that number if that helps.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yep, it's 1300 054 464.
464. So the number again, 1300 054 464.
Yep, or they can email us on aboriginal.fishing@dpi.nsw.gov.au.
All right, fantastic. There's information to all your Daily Mob out there. If you got feels that you can have some input there, yes, they're looking for you. Sarah, thank you for your yarn. Big shout out to the team there. Keep doing what you're doing. We'll be in touch.
Great. Thanks very much, Trevor.
Take care. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
A deadly yarn there. Sarah Fairful, her name is, Director, Aboriginal Fishing and Marine Conservation, Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development. That's DPIRD. And DPIRD, the organisation, New South Wales Department of Primary Industries, are chasing to fill 4 vacant coastal and inland regional membership positions on New South Wales Aboriginal Fishing Advisory Council, AFAC, and to create a talent pool for other regional vacancies that may arise. So if you're interested, you're keen, you're living in the area or you're moving down that way and you feel that you can add to the conversations, it's not a full-time gig, but you get paid for your sitting fees and also all your accommodation, meals, transport is paid for when you've got to go to different meetings around New South Wales, what have you. So do suss it out, give them a call, otherwise 1300 054 464, or do check out their webpage, aboriginal.fishing@dpi.nsw, that's NSW, .gov.au. So do check it out, your mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live here from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bunbury Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, National Talk Black, too deadly.
I've been raising the streets that they don't know. Pull out police, stretching knees for the popo. On top of me was the keys to the sideshow. Clown mother, run down, sick of them. I'm supposed to be locked up with 3 cousins, but my open mind always set me free. Smuggled in some bubble time, watch out for the heat. They want us dead, multiply by 3. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. Mapo lapo, mapo lapo, lay. They want us dead, multiply by 3. Mapo lapo, mapo lapo, lay. Mapo lapo, mapo lapo, lay. Mapo lapo, mapo lapo, lay. They want us dead, multiply by 3.
Being in the belly of the beast. Indeed, I did left to reach. Sleep. Release, I see, made him sleep. 3. Money, your PCOs got peace. Our death always contest. Better with the vest strap up our chest. Our death always complex. None of us with no consent. Command, my word, none dead. We learn. Incarnation and what we face in. Exaggeration or formation. I made a statement, I am a statement. I blood the pavement, me fate, no, never. Uncle dead and my auntie dead. Till my uncle spits this shit forever.
Mabo lapo, mabo lapo, lay. Mabo lapo, mabo lapo, lay. Mabo lapo, mabo lapo, lay. They want us dead, multiply by 3. Mabo lapo, mabo lapo, lay. Mabo lapo, mabo lapo, lay. Mabo lapo, mabo lapo, lay. They want us dead, multiply by 3.
Make some rap from writing in my black. I was on a mat, found myself, got attached. Had to get back, get myself a bit and crash. Run off a cliff, just to show how big I is. I made some rap, off from writing in my black. I was on a mat, found myself, got attached. Had to get back, get myself a bit and crash. Run off a cliff, just to show how big I is. I
Mabo lapo, mabo lapo, lay. Mabo lapo, mabo lapo, lay. Mabo lapo, mabo lapo, lay. They want us dead, won't you fly by 3.
C-R-B-B-B.
C-R-B-B-B. Mabo lapo,
lapo, lay, mapo lapo, mapo lapo, lay, mapo lapo, mapo lapo, lay, they wanna stay and multiply by pray, mapo lapo, mapo lapo, lay, mapo lapo, mapo lapo, lay, mapo lapo, mapo lapo, lay, they wanna stay and multiply by pray.
The word blocking comes from my brother Spitz. It's just the word people jumbled up. People block the same thing.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045. Station sponsor.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
Listening to National Talk Black.
This one goes out to all the original homeboys. You all know who you are. We started this bitch. Hey, John Larupa.
Like my bagger done.
National Talk Black.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, grants up for grabs for child safety organisations. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Luke Twyford from Queensland Family and Child Commission, Principal Commissioner, and talk about the opportunity of getting some funds in your hands to look after our children. With that, we have Luke on the line. Luke, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Money's a tool. Look, fantastic. Here's an opportunity for different organisations out there to put in grant applications, up to $90,000. So tell us about this opportunity.
Yeah, so there's a new law in Queensland that requires all organisations that work with children to become child safe. Mm-hmm. That is, safe places where children actually have their rights upheld. And a critical part of that new law requires 40,000 organisations, companies and businesses, sporting clubs right across Queensland to actually become safe places free of racism and discrimination, safe places for First Nations children. Because of that, we're making grants available to Aboriginal community-controlled organisations, up to $90,000, for First Nations organisations that want to help in their community, making sure other organisations are culturally safe places.
Okay. Eligible organisations, what is eligible in regard to organisations?
Yep. So, first of all, for this particular grant, you have to be an Aboriginal community-controlled organisation operating and placed in Queensland. Mm-hmm. So this is only for Queensland community-controlled organisations. But otherwise, the eligibility requirements are pretty open. We want to make sure that everyone can apply. There's a lot of information on our website, QFCC, website, and you'll find the what we're looking for there. But really, I'm encouraging any organisation that can speak on behalf of Aboriginal children or that can help other organisations understand how to be free of racism, be free of discrimination. If you've got resources, training, ways that you can help sporting clubs become more child safe, this is a really big opportunity for you to receive some government funding.
I'm picking up it's a vehicle in regarding stamping out racism across the board.
Absolutely, and that's critically important. Yes. All children deserve to be safe and to feel safe, but particularly our First Nations children need to know that they can come into any company in Queensland, into any organisation, into the front door of a business and shop, or to a school, to stay at a hotel or an accommodation facility, and they are going to be treated in a safe and respectful way.
Yes.
That's the law, and we want to make this money available to actually improve outcomes.
Look, hats off to the government to having these funds available. It's an investment, not an expense. We need to stamp out racism across the board.
Absolutely. And to be child safe. And so racism, absolutely, but also safety. Are we making sure that children's voices are heard? Do we actually listen to how children are telling us what they need, what they want done differently? Or are we just taking silence? So a big part of being child safe and culturally safe for First Nations children is making sure that we're actually asking them what they feel and whether they want things done differently for them.
Fantastic. Now, we're talking about our parents at the table and regarding building this bridge, so to speak?
Absolutely. Everyone has to be involved. In order for Queensland to be the safest place for our children, it's going to take all of us working together. This Child Safe Organisations legislation is very significant. It came out of the Royal Commissions that were done into some pretty horrific cases where children were abused. And all states and territories are now saying there are 10 standards that everyone must meet, and they are the standards that will make sure we are a child-safe community.
Yeah, we're all in this together is what I'm picking up, Luke.
Absolutely. We're all in this together, and the better we uphold the rights of our children, the stronger our community will be.
Exactly. Now, for organisations out there to apply, how do they apply for the grants?
So first of all, it's really important to know you have to get your application in before the 7th of April.
Okay.
So 7th of April is the closing date. Mm-hmm. You need to do a written application. There's forms available on our website, www.qfcc.qld.gov.au.
Okay.
All the information's there. Outline to us who your organisation is and whether you want to provide training, resources, materials, attend events, do guest speaking sessions. Just outline to us how you will help make Queensland a safer place for First Nations children, and you'll be in with a good shot.
Beautiful. Okay, thank you very much. Good sharing with you. All the best to your team and to all the mob out there. Look, great opportunity, closing the gap, so to speak, and regarding keeping our children safe and having them a platform of opportunities. Luke, thank you very much, and we'll yarn soon, my friend.
Thanks, Trevor.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Luke Twyford, Luke Twyford. QFCC, Principal Commissioner, and of course that's the Queensland Family and Child Commission. So they're offering grants up to $90,000 to help eligible organisations that work with children in Queensland to comply with new laws and become child safe. And the new child safety organisation legislation applies for more than 40,000 organisations in Queensland and will start to come in effect from the from October 25th. Now, this grant application closes on the 7th of April, so jump forward, have a look at their webpage, do check it out, all the www.qfcc.qld.gov.au. So do check it out and look at, like I said, money's a tool. Get the funds available so you can operate in a very safe, strong space for our children. Too deadly. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. This is National Talk Black. Yarning with the Bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM, Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, National Talk Black. Too deadly.